So, Dad, tell me a little about your career prior to teaching.
Well, I grew up, you know, wanting to be a soldier. I was fortunate enough to get an appointment to West Point and go into the service. And I stayed for 27 years and absolutely loved it.
So why did you want to become a middle school teacher?
I started thinking about what did I want to do after the service. And I decided, because, well, for lots of reasons, that I wanted to become a classroom teacher. I've been a teacher. I was a teacher every year of the 27 years I was in the service, because that's what you do. But we call that training. But it was teaching. You know, let's face it, that's exactly what it was. I liked the teaching, and I liked being in a learning environment, and it just fit me really well.
People often hear about how difficult the first year of teaching is. What was your first year like?
Oh, my goodness. What a question. And I don't think you'll find a teacher anywhere that doesn't remember their first year clearly and vividly. And the first year is extremely difficult. We had a friend of my wife's that was an administrator in another place, and she told us when I told her how hard it was after we got started and all, she said, "Oh, make it till Christmas." And I said, "Oh, okay." So, and you know, she's right. She was right. If you could make the first 6 months, your learning curve had been so steep that you weren't able to coast the second semester, but you knew a little bit. You knew about how to plan it. You knew about how classroom management and all the things that had to happen in there, and you were able to make that work.
Did you have any epiphanies during your teaching career?
Oh, yes. I had one that was extremely meaningful to me, and I want to mention that. I was going on a sabbatical in the 2003-2004 school year, so I had the opportunity for that year to go and all around the state and do some things. So I figured that it might be a good idea to have something to talk about. So what I did was, I used to get feedback from my students about, you know, the year. I used to always ask my students, okay, what subject did you like the best? What did you like the least? What would you recommend? And so forth. But this time I was going to ask my students, I was going to survey them. So I told them to think about the teachers that they remembered best and try to analyze what made those teachers the best. And then they were to complete a statement for me. The statement was a good teacher, and then blank, 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 and they'd fill it out. And so I answered the question myself, because I'd want the question answered. A good teacher, I mean, I filled it out myself. I said, a good teacher, and then here's what I said, knows his or her subject well. Okay, and I mean, you can't argue with that. A good teacher is fair. I think that's important also. And a good teacher maintains control in the classroom. Now, I think any teacher would tell you that those three things were very important, absolutely. But you know what? None of those were things that my students said. The most popular student response by far, a good teacher makes learning enjoyable. That's what they said. Carrying that a little further, has a sense of humor, smiles a lot, and whose classroom atmosphere is happy. That was the epiphany, I think, that I would mention. And that still sticks with me, even though I'm retired from teaching today. If I get a chance to go back and see students, I do something to make learning enjoyable for them.